Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, let's go ahead and start with a story that no one's going to tell you about. Seems to be a theme lately that the best stories out there are the ones the media, the mainstream media, refuse to cover. Now, you would think that this would be headlines and, you know, alerts on your phone. The Secret Service has now been sued for details on Hunter Biden's gun saga. Yeah. Judicial Watch has filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit this week seeking answers from the Secret Service related to the Hunter Biden gun incident in Delaware 4 years ago. The legal advocacy group filed its initial FOIA request in March of 2021. Just after reports emerged about a handgun belonging to President Joe Biden's son literally getting thrown into the trash near a Delaware school in October of 2018 by his sister-in-law, Hallie Biden, to whom he was, you know, hooking up with, because that's normal. The Secret Service has denied any involvement in responding to the incident after the agency declined to hand over any relative records. Judicial Watch decided to force the issue in federal court this week. Now, this is obviously big news, but no one's covering it. This is why I say every day, please grab our podcast and share this information so others will hear about this important story. Also, let me tell you real quickly about our incredible sponsor, Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT, That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, Judicial Watch has asked the court to force the Secret Service to hand over all records related to the incident, including all records of communications sent to and from the U.S. Secret Service officials internally and with outside parties regarding the reported purchase, possession, and disposal of the gun in Delaware in 2018. Now, here's what we do know. We have texts from a copy of his abandoned laptop that show that Hunter Biden berated Hallie, the widow of his brother, Beau, who he was hooking up with, accusing her of ruining his life after he learned she had thrown his gun in the trash. Hunter attacked Hallie and had given the impression he's, quote, an abusive pedophile with homicidal tendencies. Those are his words. And said that that's now in the hands of the FBI, quote unquote. He went on to say the police and the FBI opened an investigation into him following the saga. Other texts from Hunter also stated that the Secret Service inserted itself into the response to the incident, although the agency, of course, denied any involvement, but we now know that's just not true. There was a lengthy text message exchange between Hunter Biden and Hallie related to the incident, and it was located on a copy of Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop. It was within a password-protected backup of his iPhone XS. A cyber forensic expert commissioned by the Washington Examiner located the password during his examination of the hard drive. Hallie, who had a troubled relationship with Hunter following his brother's death in 2015, said that she found his .38 caliber revolver in his unlocked car and threw it in the garbage near the school in Delaware. When she told Hunter, he told her to retrieve it, but it was already gone. The police were soon called. The Secret Service attempted to retrieve the gun paperwork from a Delaware shop after the firearm went missing. That was exposed by Politico. Now, that would also make this a whole issue of cover-up and the fact that it's clear that Hunter Biden, when purchasing that firearm, would have had to have lied on a form that would make him a felon if he was charged with the gun crimes, the same gun crimes that Hunter and Joe Biden, or I should say the Biden crime family, have demanded for years be followed and strengthened. But apparently, no, not when it comes to his own son. Now, according to the paperwork, Hunter falsely responded no to a question on the transaction record that asked, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? That is the question that everybody has to answer, when they're trying to buy a firearm. Now, again, lying on the form is a felony, although the Government Accountability Office reported that such prosecutions are, quote, rare. Secret Service agents also reportedly asked the owner of the store where Hunter Biden bought the gun to hand over the paperwork related to that sale of that firearm. They said to do that as well. Now, this is the Secret Service coming in. They walk up to the owner of the store where Biden bought the gun. They said, hey, you got to hand over the paperwork related to the sale of this gun. And most people in that situation would probably be like, well, crap, it's the Secret Service. Okay. Now, the owner, a guy who's a brave man, Ron Palmieri, he's the owner of StarQuest Shooters and Survival Supply in Delaware. He refused to hand over that paperwork because he was concerned they might hide Biden's ownership of the gun. The report said he later turned over the papers to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, right? And that's also known as the ATF. A similar FOIA request has also been sent to the ATF. Yes, we already sent one. In fact, Judicial Watch says this one against the ATF was rejected, quote, by a federal judge just last week. The cover-up continues. Now, why is no one in the media talking about this? That's the biggest question. Now, I go back to the Politico reporting on this. They broke the exclusive on this back in March, I think it was, of 2021. Their headline at the time was this: sources reveal the Secret Service inserted itself into the case of Hunter Biden's gun. The bizarre incident involved a trash can, a man searching for recyclables, and eventually federal law enforcement. Politico said this: on October the 23rd, 2018, President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and daughter-in-law, Hallie, were involved in a bizarre incident in which Hallie took Hunter's gun and threw it in a trash can behind a grocery store, only to return later to find it gone. Delaware police began investigating, concerned that the trash can was across the street from a high school and that the missing gun could be used in a crime. That, according to law enforcement officials and a copy of the police report that was obtained by Politico. But a curious thing happened at the time. Secret Service agents, this would never happen under any normal circumstances, so you understand, and I know a lot about this because I own a gun store and a gun range. Secret Service agents don't come in and they don't come up to the owner of a store and they don't come in and they don't insert themselves in this scenario. They have really no jurisdiction over what we're about to describe, okay? So the Secret Service agents coming to this gun store, approaching the owner of the store where Hunter Biden bought the gun and asking to take the paperwork involved in the sale of the gun, right? This is not normal. Right. This is extremely, extremely, I would not just say weird, but wrong. And the gun store owner is a hero here because he refused to supply the paperwork. Because he knew, as a gun store owner, this was not normal. The gun store owner refused to supply the paperwork, suspecting that the Secret Service officers were trying to cover up and wanted to hide Hunter's ownership of the missing gun in case it were to be involved in a crime, the two people said to Politico. The owner later turned over the paperwork to the ATF. Now, the Secret Service says it has, quote, no record of its agents investigating the incident. And Joe Biden, who was not under protection at the time, they said, so therefore there's no connection here. Really? In fact, through a spokesman, they said that Joe Biden had no knowledge of any Secret Service involvement, quote unquote. Days later, by the way, that same gun of Hunter Biden's that was thrown into the trash was returned by an older man who regularly rummaged through the grocery store's trash to collect recyclable items. That, according to people familiar with the situation. The incident did not result in charges or arrest of Hunter Biden or his sister-in-law, who he was hooking up with. The alleged involvement of the Secret Service remains a mystery, Politico reports. One law enforcement officer said that at the time of the incident, individual Secret Service agents at the agency's offices in Wilmington, Delaware, and Philadelphia kept an informal hand in maintaining the former vice president's security. The person cited an instance in 2019 when the Wilmington office of the Secret Service called the Delaware State Police to arrange security for a public appearance by Joe Biden. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, again, from this Politico reporting, they say they asked whether the Secret Service requested state police security for Biden during the period when, in fact, he was not under the agency's protection. Now, this would mean an abuse of power, right? You're no longer elected. You're not supposed to be getting Secret Service protection. You got plenty of money. You could pay for private protection or use funds from your campaign that you have, right, and that you have from fundraising. Yet he used the Secret Service, which was not something that he has offered. Now, imagine if Donald Trump's kids used the Secret Service to moonlight as their personal protection post Donald Trump leaving the White House. It would be a massive scandal. But again, nothing here on that scandal alone. Now, a Delaware State Police spokesman also said, quote, I've reached out to our sergeant who oversees the executive protection unit with the Delaware State Police. He is unaware of any such request or services provided. Any involvement by the Secret Service on behalf of the Biden family or on its own initiative would be an appropriate interference in an incident that was already being investigated by the Delaware State Police. This is a massive story, folks, and no one is talking about this. Not only was the Delaware State Police involved, but we now know that there was involvement of the FBI, according to two law enforcement sources. So the FBI is involved, the Delaware State Police is involved, and all of a sudden, some dudes from the Secret Service show up and like, yeah, I'm going to need that paperwork on that gun that the vice president's son bought. The store owner's like, no. Like, no. That's not happening. You're not going to, you know, basically take away the paper trail. You're not going to get rid of the information that shows that he bought a gun. By the way, and lying on the form about being a drug user. It's obvious he was a drug user during this time. I'm not going to let you just sweep this under the rug. I don't trust what you're doing. That is all that was being said clearly here. And not only was this a big problem slash a red flag to the shop owner, but the Delaware State Police and the FBI were both involved during this period of time. So then these guys just randomly show up and you're telling me that this is not a massive scandal? This is huge, folks. And that's why Politico was forced to write this. We also been told that Politico obtained copies of the firearms transaction record and a receipt for the gun dated October the 12th of 2018. Hunter, in fact, responded no to that question on the transaction record that asked, quote, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? 5 years earlier, by the way, he'd been discharged from the Navy Reserve for testing positive for cocaine. And he and family members have spoken about his history of drug addiction and use. And we know all about it now because of his own laptop. Which brings me to another story real quick before I finish up this one on the gun. There's new video of basically Hunter Biden gone wild. There's new video that shows the president's son dancing shirtless, not a big deal, right? And then slipping down a water slide naked and entertaining hookers at a pool party in a $4,140 per night Malibu rental. These videos and photos that have now been obtained by the Daily Mail show Hunter Biden dancing shirtless, stripping naked, and sliding down a water slide into a pool at a home in Malibu in 2018. Other pictures show him having group sex and entertaining hookers in his luxury rentals hot tub in 2018. All of this at a luxury Malibu Airbnb. The video shows Hunter riding across the lawn on a bicycle, stripping naked and sliding down the water slide. The videos were stored on Hunter's abandoned laptop and obtained now by the Daily Mail. This comes as President Biden spoke highly of Hunter and praised him for overcoming drug addiction in an interview on 60 Minutes this past week, saying, quote, "I love my son, number one." Biden said when asked about whether Hunter's work or past struggles could be a liability on the 2024 campaign trail. He said, "No, he fought an addiction problem and overcame it. He wrote a book about it. And no, there is not a single thing that I've observed at all that would affect me or the United States relative to my son, Hunter. Nothing like a naked old grown man sliding down a water slide having group sex in a hot tub, right? This is just totally normal. Riding around on a bike, drugged out of his mind, it looks like, with actual hookers. Just totally normal, right? Showing him having literal group sex with the hookers. Taking photos of all of it. Pictures showing Hunter having group sex and entertaining the hookers, which, last I checked, is against the law, while also holding what looks like drugs in their hands. All of this on his laptop. In September and October of 2018, we now know that Hunter rented this lavish vacation home and other vacation homes around L.A., including a six-bedroom villa with a pool, hot tub, water slide, and a gated Sierra Retreat neighborhood in Malibu Hills. He invited a friend of Hallie Biden, his former lover and brother's widow, to come party with him. During her fall 2018 visit to see Hunter, the woman videotaped him prancing around the pool naked and slapping his own ass. In another video, Hunter cycles into view on a bicycle across the lawn, ditches it, and pulls off his pants, stripping naked. He hops up the steps of the water slide and rides it down, hitting the edge at the end and splashing into the pool as the woman laughs. Hunter appears to be in a, quote, playful mood that week as he hosted friends at a second rental property in West Hollywood a few days earlier and had them photograph him posing in a pair of sunglasses similar to his father Joe's trademark aviators. Also a light red scarf, tiny white underpants, and red and white sneakers. That picture that has now become viral and famous. Video of Hunter at the $7 million West Hollywood Hillside property shows him grilling and dancing topless while two unidentified men sat near the pool. In one set of bizarre photos, Hunter poses topless with his female friends in one of the property's bedrooms, literally licks her face and grins as he pulls her hair while she crouches on the bed. A week before the LA parties, she texts Hunter saying, "How are you? I've been clean 10 days. Wahoo!" Hunter replied a day later with a garbled text apparently referring to having taken 16 hits of drugs. "I did 16 tokens now." The friend was also pictured on Hunter's laptop with Hallie in 2017. Welcome to the world of Joe Biden's son. Don't worry, he's not compromised by anyone. Separately, Hunter had also other parties at his holiday rental homes. One photo taken by Hunter shows two prostitutes naked in the hot tub with a white dog strolling along the jacuzzi edge. Another picture has one of them swimming naked in the pool. The same two women and dog appear in a photograph Hunter posted on his Pornhub Pro account with the two women sitting on top of him as he lay in bed, the dog at his feet, because this is totally normal, right? A photo taken on October the 4th at the Malibu home, currently listed on Airbnb for $4,100 a night, shows Hunter asleep in a four-posted bed with a crack pipe in his mouth. The pictures became one of the most shared images from the laptop after it fell into the media's hands beginning in October of 2020. This is Hunter Biden's life. This is the guy that was being paid millions and millions of dollars by shady and corrupt Chinese communist individuals, the Russians, oligarchs, and Ukraine. And this is what he was doing. And this is who the bag man was for the Biden crime family. I have to say it again because it's so important. If you are hearing all this info that is just broken, you want to get in the fight and have a difference in the midterms. Share it with your family and friends. Share it on social media. People need to understand that this is actually happening. And this is clearly a cover-up that's being done at the highest levels. Let me go back to the gun to finish this all up. Neither Hallie Biden nor a lawyer for Hunter Biden have responded to requests for comment about the gun incident and who was in charge or involved in the cover-up. The gun store incident occurred during a period after Hunter Biden's administrative discharge from the Naval Reserves for his positive cocaine test and his subsequent divorce from his first wife, Kathleen. At the time of the gun incident, Hunter was in a romantic relationship with Hallie, the widow of his late brother, Bo. And the incident all began, we're being told, when Hallie searched Hunter's pickup, which was parked at her home in Wilmington because of unspecified suspicions she had, according to the Delaware State Police Department. Inside the truck, she found that .38 revolver. Hallie took the gun to the market, a nearby high-end grocery store where the Bidens are longtime regular customers. There, she tossed the gun, wrapped it in a black shopping bag, into the trash bin outside the store. Later that day, Hallie informed Hunter that what she had done, and he instructed her to retrieve the gun, according to the police report. When Hallie returned to the grocery store, she found that the gun was missing from the garbage bin and reported the issue to the store. Police received calls from the store's general manager and from another person, according to the report. The missing gun caused heightened concern, according to the police report, because the grocery store sits across the street from a school. Then, arriving on the scene, the Delaware State Police retrieved security camera footage from the store and interviewed the people involved. We complied with the police and gave them whatever security footage we could. The FBI also responded to the scene, according to people familiar with the situation. At the time, the FBI was monitoring Hunter Biden as part of an investigation that remains ongoing and that currently focuses on his taxes and foreign business dealings. Don't worry, the FBI has declined to comment on this story. We also now know, in addition to questioning Hallie, police called Hunter to the scene where he was questioned outside the store's loading dock area and explained to use the gun for target practice. At one point, two of the store's employees described by the police report as Mexican males walked past the loading dock area, and Hunter told a police officer that the store has had some suspicious people working for it. That's not racist at all, right? Asked if he was referring to those two staffers, Hunter responded, yeah. Probably illegal. This, according to the report, this is how racist the Biden family is. When a police officer asked Hunter whether the gun had been used in a crime, the officer reported that Hunter became very agitated with me and asked me if I was intentionally trying to make him mad. When the officer asked Hunter whether he had been doing drugs or drinking heavily, he responded, listen, it isn't like that. I think she believes I was going to kill myself. An officer asked Hunter whether he had called his father about the incident before he arrived. Hunter said, I have never called my dad for anything. Well, at least he keeps up with that line of lies. And after being questioned, Hunter retrieved the case for the gun, which included the gun's serial number, from Hallie's house and returned to the grocery store to hand it over to police. While police questioned Hunter and Hallie, two Secret Service agents arrived at the store where Hunter had purchased the gun. Man, they work fast. StarQuest Shooters and Survival Supply in Wilmington, according to the two people familiar with the incident. The agents showed their badges and identification cards to the owner and asked to take possession of the firearms transaction record that Hunter had filled out to buy the gun earlier that month. Man, isn't it amazing how quick Hunter and Joe Biden can get things done? This is what these midterms should be all about, folks. This is the lawlessness of the Biden family. They play by a different set of rules than all of us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, I want to move to some other news. We've got a lot going on in Iran and Russia and different issues that are taking place that are very important. And I wanted to bring on my good friend, U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, I appreciate you coming on. I want to go rapid fire here because I got a lot to ask you about in the next few minutes. And I want to start with this news. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association president went on Fox News Channel this morning and he warned that gas prices may jump back over $5 a gallon by the end of the year, he says, because of the artificial deflation of the price of a gallon of gas for Americans because of the strategic oil reserves being raided by the Biden administration right before the midterms. Here is how he described it moments ago, and then I want to get your reaction.
The other issue, though, is where is gasoline going to go? And, you know, you mentioned earlier the strategic petroleum reserve. Those drawdowns, which have been putting a million barrels a day into the system, those will end after the midterm elections. And if you pull a million barrels a day out of the system, right, what happens to gasoline prices? We're seeing analysts saying we may jump back up to $5 by the end of the year. And that's real concerning for a lot of folks.
He also said, Senator, that he believes that heating oil in America, the price to heat your home, will easily be up 15% to 20% over what you paid last year. In other words, this is all a Ponzi scheme. We're releasing these million barrels of oil a day into the system. That's going to end right after the midterm election. So you might be right back at $5 a gallon or above by the end of the year.
Oh, he's exactly right, Ben. When you look at the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, it can hold as many as 750 million barrels of oil. They have been pushing into the U.S. marketplace a million barrels a day. They have sold several million barrels, part of it going to China, and they have no plan. Get that? No plan to replenish the reserve. Now, when you do that and you say, well, the max you would have is a 2-year supply, and then what is going to happen? You're going to see gas above $5 a gallon because they have been artificially soft landing this market. There's no plans to increase production, and there is no plan to replenish the reserve.
The part that I think is the most shocking is the fact that we've allowed the president and the Democrats to do this, and the media has not been covering the storm that is about to explode. We saw what $5 a gallon gas did to the economy. We saw what it was doing to people. And now we're seeing food prices up. We're now seeing that they say natural gas prices that heat your house this winter is going to be up 15 to 20%. We are seeing what's happening with interest rates. And yet they still refuse to just tell the American people, the legacy media, the truth about what's going to happen days, literally days after you vote in the midterms.
Well, you're right about that, because what they're trying to do is, you know, this is why they needed the forever pandemic. They need to mail out those ballots so that they can go harvest these ballots and tweak these races. So we all know they're doing that. Now, they are trying to get the Fed to keep the interest rates lower and say inflation is not a problem. Why are they doing that? To fool people and make them think, well, it's not this bad everywhere. It just happens to be the particular things that you are buying. And then you look at what is happening writ large with inflation, and you're exactly right. They can't get inflation down because they're not dealing with the energy issues and what it costs for you to get to and from work, what it costs for you to heat and cool your home, what it costs your county to be able to keep sheriff's department, road department, school buses, heat and cool, all these schools. What it's costing them is going to end up costing you, because the county can't have a deficit. They're going to have to cover that, so your taxes are going to go up. So they're trying to glide path from now to the elections. Early voting has already started in some areas, and then they're going to drop the hammer. And it is why it is so imperative that we win the U.S. House and the Senate, and it is why it is so imperative that these governor's races stay in Republican hands so they can continue to fight inflation, the open border, crime in the communities, the impact of drugs.
Let's talk about international issues for a second, foreign policy. We see in Iran, there's certainly an uprising that's happening, very organic. We're seeing some of the worst militia leaders in Iran's regime that have actually been killed overnight by citizens who are standing up and fighting back. That obviously is a very interesting story. And one where many are standing with women, obviously, of this Kurdish woman who is not wearing her headscarf, quote, properly. And they have a brutal crackdown on women there. And now we're seeing these uprisings. But there's another story that's not being reported on, and that is the fact that we're now being told that Iran may have the nuclear fuel needed for their first nuclear weapon in Iran, and they could be weeks, if not months, away from that actually happening. And no one seems to be talking about this.
And I was recently in Israel, as you know, and looked at some of the intelligence around what is happening with Iran and in Iran, and met with Lapid, who's the prime minister, and Benjamin Netanyahu, who is running again for prime minister. And then they are incredibly concerned about what is going on in Iran, and incredibly concerned and really quite confused about why Joe Biden would take actions that would encourage Iran into this type activity. They just can't figure it out. Israel is our greatest ally. They have helped tremendously with this region. And then to go cozy up to Iran and say, hey, you know, we're going to help you we're going to give you billions of dollars to go spend with your proxies. We're going to allow you to sell your petroleum on the marketplace because, you know, we need that if we're not going to do business with Russia. Well, you know, why in the world would you do business with Iran? So of tremendous concern, absolutely.
You know, let's talk about the border here. And one of the other big issues, Senator, is the fact that Democrats are now losing their minds over conservative governors DeSantis and Abbott, who are saying, okay, you're going to have open border policies and you're going to feel some of the pain, sending some of them to Martha's Vineyard. We now see the ACLU and other groups and liberal groups saying these people were human trafficked, that they should arrest these two governors. In 2021, you tweeted this out. The Biden administration flew as many as 425,000 illegal immigrants from the southern border cities across America, including in Tennessee. One of those stories went viral when they were landing in the middle of the night in Chattanooga. And you said the left is willing to send thousands of illegals to your communities, but they become outraged when it's their own. I mean, we're talking 50 it went to Martha's Vineyard. They called up 125 National Guard troops, and they had them out in 48 hours. I wish we could do the same thing everywhere else in this country that they did in Martha's Vineyard. Yet they're now saying that it's criminal what these governors are doing and threatening to basically come after them the same way that they'll raid Mar-a-Lago using the FBI and the DOJ.
You know, it is the kind of thing, you look at it, you just can't make this stuff up. And it absolutely makes no sense what they're doing and how they're moving forward. But yes, the liberal elites, with all their virtue signaling that they have done about we're a sanctuary city, we welcome all, well, when they have the opportunity to go in and exercise those beliefs and put some action behind their words, they just have a true come apart. And they say, oh no, get the guard in here. We don't have the infrastructure to handle this. Well, do you think Eagle Pass, Texas has the infrastructure? Do you think El Paso, Texas has the infrastructure? Do you think Pinellas County, Arizona has the infrastructure? Were they prepared for this? Is this a part of their plan? And all of these mayors are saying, we can't handle this. We have had as many as 7, 8, 10,000 people a day coming into our community. And then when we say, let's get them to where they're wanting to go, they don't want to stay right there in Eagle Pass. They're wanting to go to Chicago, to New York. They're wanting to go to these areas that have deemed themselves sanctuary cities because these people that are coming illegally have heard from their friends, and their friends are in these cities. Many of these people are with gangs. They're working for the cartels. They're drug traffickers, sex traffickers, human traffickers. They're stirring up unrest on our city streets. And people are saying, no, 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 we've had it. This is putting our law enforcement on the front line of trying to handle this immigration policy for the country because they will not do their job. It is putting our healthcare system on the front line because they come to our hospitals in desperate need of care because they've been physically, emotionally, mentally, sexually abused as they have made this journey and been under the thumb of the cartel.
Senator, I appreciate you again coming on. Thank you so much. I want to remind every one of you, please share this podcast and write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach so many more conservatives when you guys write reviews about the podcast wherever you're listening. So thank you in advance for doing that, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like, I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.